Jesus. And for those of you who might be new to meditation, you can just take a few moments to see if you can allow your body, in whatever condition it might be, to ease into some subtle but deepening feeling of relaxation. And this can result from subtle gestures. So you want to adjust your hands so that they're resting more comfortably, you can do that. And if you wish, you can also just allow your chin to drop slightly forward and down. And again, it can be subtle as a way of bringing in a little more spaciousness into the back of the body, the back of the neck. Can either be very gently closed, or if you're accustomed to practicing with your eyes open, you can allow your gaze to be soft so that the lids are given some opportunity to rest. So that the muscles around the eyes are also given a chance to decompress. Perhaps just finding a point, either on the floor or a few feet ahead of you, that you can allow your gaze to rest upon. As we practice together, we're going to be working in a way that helps us feel a combination of increased relaxation and increased wakefulness. One way to do that is to first, just begin to allow your awareness to notice the breath. Without any effort to control the breath, just notice where you're experiencing the breath coming and going. It could be in your chest, in the nostrils, in the belly. And in this way, you're allowing your mind to rest right on the breath. Without any need to control or to alter the breath. Just to allow the mind and the body to come together through each inhalation and exhalation. Almost as if there were nothing to do but breathe. nothing that needs to be fixed, nothing that needs to be altered. Just one inhalation followed by an exhalation. You can begin at your own pace as a way of deepening this experience of relaxation, stillness, and wakefulness, to at your own pace take 3 or 4 deeper, fuller inhalations that are followed by a few moments of very gentle breath holding. And then followed by a really deep, full, slow exhalation. Pace, you can begin to allow the breath to become completely easy and natural. Subtle. Spontaneous. If your mind is drawn to a particular thought or to a memory or perhaps to something that you're planning, could also be to a feeling. Take a few moments just to notice that arising, whatever it might be. Almost as if you're simply helping yourself recognize this arising. Perhaps noting its strength. It's subtle and powerful. Perhaps also noticing if you feel this arising anywhere in the body. Sensation that seems connected to this mental arising. And if you sense this is something important that you're going to wish to return to, you can also bring that awareness to this moment that you'll be revisiting this arising. As you just begin to allow it to settle, almost as if this mental content, whatever it might be, were similar to a raindrop that falls into the vast ocean. Or a placid body of water receiving this content. Now, at your own pace, I invite you to call to mind an experience or a situation in response to which you would like to cultivate more patience, whatever it might be. A situation that has perhaps caused you some distress, and has fueled the struggle to return to a sense of relative peace and acceptance. And without following all of the details of this experience, simply noticing its nature, however you note that, simply take a few moments to cultivate the wish to experience some increased curiosity about this experience, situation. And perhaps with a quality curiosity that helps you one day, whenever this might be, live into a sense of openness, a sense of acceptance that helps you hold this situation or this experience. Compassion, with affection for your very being, and even with a sense of vast spaciousness deep within your mind and heart, that allows you to fully hold this experience. Perhaps mentally repeating, may I one day experience the patience to help me hold this reality. This compassion and insight. May I one day be relieved of all distress resulting from this experience. May I one day rest in reality, whatever it might hold. May I one day learn from this experience in a way that helps me alleviate the suffering of others. May I one day cultivate an abiding compassion for myself that results from this experience, that I can bountifully offer to countless others. In these last few moments, as a way of bolstering your practice, you can take a few moments to offer it to all beings. Almost as if you can visualize countless beings who compose this world joining us. Including the people you love and cherish. And the many people you don't know, and don't know well. And even a few people with whom you've had difficulty or conflict. Dedicate this practice to all of these beings, that we may all find the bountiful resources within us to live with happiness, increase ease, and peace. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.